Hi, and welcome to Average Joe's Football Podcast. I'm Mike. I'm here with my co-host, Tim.
How's it going, everybody?
Welcome to the Super Bowl post-week extravaganza.
An extravaganza?
Yes. The word involved is extravaganza. It's extravagant, and it's also ganza. So,
ganza. Yeah. You know what ganzas are. So.
I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
I'm a little stitious.
You know what's funny about that? Everyone makes fun of him because he's dumb. I'm like, though, if you think about it, he's right. Like, that's how the word is said. Yeah. Like, he does that with multiple things Michael Scott does. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. But I wasn't like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, that sounds right.
It does make a little bit of sense. Yeah.
Makes a little bit of sense. You know, whoever called him Home Depot, Home Depot, they didn't know what they're doing. Michael Scott, he knows what he's doing. I've gotten carried away. Apparently, that was a trigger of mine. Anyway, so Super Bowl, obviously over. I think it worked out about how 99% of the NFL wanted it to.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but that was probably one of Patrick Mahomes' worst football games as a professional football player.
Yeah, I mean, Naomi and I were talking about this a little bit. The interceptions were bad. Don't get me wrong. The pick six that he had was bad. That second pick, he did get hit by his own offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was terrible. His offensive line was horrendous.
Yes.
I mean, the Eagles did not blitz a single time.
Nope.
Four down linemen rushing the quarterback, and they got to Patrick Mahomes almost every single play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no quarterback is going to do well with that.
No. No, and then the times he does have time to throw, like you said, DeJuan Cooper had an amazing – I mean, if you look at the – they showed the angle where Mahomes – it was kind of what Mahomes was seeing with the side. Cooper's running with Mahomes, and mm-hmm. he just stops, turns, and grabs. I mean, it's like boom, boom, boom. Like, he read him like a book and knew exactly where he was going, especially for – I think it was his birthday on Sunday. Yeah. It was like what the second player in history since 1947 to score a touchdown on their birthday in the Super Bowl. It was some weird stat like that.
Yeah,
that was fun to watch. And you're right, the second pick, Mahomes. I mean, a lineman got thrown into him, but how about the catch from the linebacker? Like it was a fingertip grab, and he pulled it in and got his hands under it. It was very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Philly's defense was incredible.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think the stats, like, in the moment, I'm in heat of the battle. I'm like, forget the Chiefs. I hate them. Go Eagles. But, like, you sit back as a football fan, and you're like, how did you only get one first down in the first half? And that was on the first, like, first play.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Chiefs didn't have a play in Eagles territory until, like, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. It's the first time in Super Bowl history that a team has not gotten into their opponent territory in the first half. They had, like, what, 53 yards of offense at halftime?
Yeah, Mahomes had 24 passing yards.
Yeah, like, they got 22 points because Philly was up 34-0. Like, yeah. They just took their foot off the gas and let Kansas City kind of catch up a little bit.
Yeah. You had to cover the spread, which I know they didn't do, but still.
Right.
That should have been if Philly keeps their foot on the gas, that's a blowout. I think that is a no score. That's a shutout, I think, if Philly just keeps going. I feel like, oh, what's I about to say? It had to be one of the worst performances I've ever seen. Now, granted, you can say whatever you want about Mahomes, but like at times he did have time, you know, he screwed up sometimes. His receivers dropped balls. D-Hop, of all the receivers, drops a wide open, like, 15-yard minimal game. I was like, did he trip? Was he shot? Like, I've never seen – he just, like, fell over. Like, it was the strangest thing I've ever seen. And I will also point out – I sent this to you last week of what the reporter said to Travis Kelce.
I don't remember.
This is a real question. During Super Bowl question, he said, Travis, what do you love more, Taylor Swift – or phantom 15-yard roughing the passer penalties in the playoffs? And it drew so much attention, all these questions, that the head of the officiating, the NFL, came out and blasted everybody. The audacity to say anything about the integrity of the game. But then weirdly enough, they got one bad call on the first drive of the Eagles, the A.J. Brown offensive pass interference. And the rest of the calls, the Chiefs did not get any weird calls.
Yeah.
Is that a coincidence? I don't know. But all I know is for some reason they weren't getting calls. They couldn't move the football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Naomi and I were watching it, and that first Philly drive where A.J. Brown gets the pass interference, Tom Brady is immediately like, I don't agree with that call. And I'm like, here we go. Like, this is how it starts. They are feeding into this narrative that the refs are for the Chiefs. And then Philly gets a makeup call. Like, they had that Dallas Goedert jump ball that he got hit in the head. Like, I mean, I guess technically you could call that, but it's a pretty soft call. Yeah,
it was.
And like Brady came out and said he didn't agree with that penalty either. So it was like, okay, we're going to offset these. And then it really felt like Kansas City had every flag going against them the rest of the game.
Yep. They did. The one play that had a huge sack on Hurts, my dad and I are sitting down here. I'm like, he's lined up off sides. I'm like, what? I'm like, the defensive end is lined up off sides. And they got the Hurts, and I saw the flag. I'm like, off sides. I'm like, and they showed it. My dad's like, oh my God, he's lined up off sides. Like, I told you that. I'm like, it was very obvious from the beginning.
Yeah.
Also, let me paint you a picture, because I know my dad will never listen to this. So I invite him over. We're sitting down here. The record for the viewers, I'm in this pool, right? I put 10 bucks in. I win 140 if the Eagles win. Plus, I hate the Chiefs. So I'm bleeding green at this point. I got Eagles in. I can only hear his Eagles making noise. I'm in it. I'm in here. It's dark. I'm sitting here with Henry and my dad sitting here. He's like, the Chiefs are unbeatable. I just love the Chiefs. And I turn my head to him and I'm like, what? He's like, they're unbeatable. They're the best team in the league. And I'm like, oh, I could feel. I'm like, I feel the anger just rising. I look over. I'm like, are you rooting for the Chiefs? It's just a great football team. And I'm like, I almost threw him out. Like, I texted Nicole. I think I'm going to ask him to leave, because we were like 2 minutes into the game.
Uh-huh.
I was blind with rage. Finally, I was like, I got $140 in this game. I was like, I need you to knock it off. He's like, oh, okay. And he knocked it off. And I'm like, I'm done with this conversation. And anyway, I digress. But
I think he's the one person outside of Kansas City that was rooting for the Chiefs.
He just likes to root for good team. That's why he's an Ohio State fan.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Those people make me sick. I'm like, dude, you're not an Ohio State fan. You like good football teams because they're fun to watch.
He's a bandwagon fan.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
He almost talks like he discovered the players. That's the best way I can. Like, oh, I'm so bad for home. He was great at, what's it called? Texas Tech. Yeah, he was wonderful. I saw him. I watched him when he was there. I'm like, oh, easy there. Killer. But yeah, even he was like, we were just, you know, he knows a little bit about football, and he was flabbergasted by just how bad it all was. I mean, it was just an onslaught. And I figured at halftime, it was 24-0. I'm like, I'm not counting the Chiefs out. Even Brady was like, look, it's 20, you know, I lost, you know, I was down 23. This is very similar. It's Patrick Mahomes. And you still have the whole second half. They get the ball, and it got worse. Like, it just about halfway through the third, I'm like, yeah, this is over. And the big thing is the Chiefs sold out, and they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. They stopped Saquon Barkley. They said, Jalen Hurts, you are going to beat us with your arm. The problem I have is he was beating them with his arm, and they never changed. Well, yeah. I don't. That's why I was like, why don't you pull a guy out of the box, put two into coverage, like, see if, you know, do something different? Because clearly, if you're stopping Saquon, but Jalen's running all over you and throwing all over you, and they didn't make one adjustment at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Naomi after halftime, because Kansas City got the ball to start the second half, and I'm like, if they don't score, it's over. Okay. And they didn't, and Philly came back and got a field goal. And I mean, obviously it was never close, but like, Jalen Hurts, he had his one interception in the first half, which was bad. I mean, he was falling off his back foot under pressure and he just threw it up, and they were in field goal range. So like, they could have gotten points, ended up turning it over. Other than that, he made the right decision every single time. I
Yes.
mean, he was incredible. And it was, like you said, they were committing so much to Saquon. They're like, we're going, it was like, LeBron with the Cavs. Like, we're going to sell out to shut down the star and see if the number two guy can pick it up. And that's what they did. And Jalen Hurts was like, cool, I got it. Like, he is just the most composed, like, level-headed dude. He's like Jaden Daniels in that way. Like, they're both kind of cut from the same cloth. Where it was like, cool, like, I'll just run for, 75 yards and throw two touchdowns and we'll win this game.
I think my favorite play had to be they got the ball back in the third quarter and like, all right, well, you're about to see a long drive, and they hike the ball, and you can see the body language when Jalen. I'm like, oh, he's gonna uncork this thing, and he hit Devontae like on a dime in the end zone. We're outside smoking cigars. I just love, like, dude, this game is. Oh, my, like, Jalen, he's a freaking stud. I'm like, he. Oh, it was that was the best play of the game for me. Because that for me, that was the like the nail in the coffin. I'm like, you
Like,
thought they were gonna run, and they just didn't.
yeah, I mean, he hit the Super Bowl a couple years ago. He had a great game. It just came down to that, like, what was it, defensive holding or DPI on Philly that gave Kansas City the extra drive or the
Extra
first
first down.
down.
Sounds about right.
Like, he's been great in both Super Bowls he's been in. And this guy, like, I'm becoming a huge Jalen Hurts fan because at Alabama, he was great. And then he had a bad game and they brought Tua in the national championship, no less. And then he stuck it out the next year and backed up Tua and then went, like, was a great teammate, did all that stuff, transferred to Oklahoma, got runner up for Heisman, was great. And then he comes to Philly where they didn't want him. Like, he started like the 15th game of the season or something with Doug Peterson. And then they went to Nate Sudfeld or something like that last game. And then they bring in Sirianni. He's like, no, Jalen Hurts is our guy. And he's just been solid. Like, he is just, I don't know. He's awesome. I just like him a lot. And this game, just the fact that they were going up against this dynasty of the Chiefs, and they're like, well, Philly's probably the better team, but the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to be great. And then they come out and completely shut down Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts has a arguably perfect game. So it was great.
He had one bad play.
Yeah.
And I still don't think it was bad because in my head, I'm like, look, I'm like, yeah, you lost 3 points. You put him on the 2 yard line. Like, you knew it was either getting knocked down or probably picked off. And it's just as good as a really good punt. Like, okay. You know, but it still was a bad interception. I think the biggest thing, too, is, Mahomes turning 30. Kelsey's 36. I don't know if Kelsey, dude, they were, dude, they booed Taylor Swift. That was brutal. Like, it is so clear that they just do not, the NFL does not want anything to do with her. Like, I'm glad your Swifties are enjoying it. That made it better. Like, just I sent you so many, I don't know how many videos I sent you, but I was losing it. Like, some of the videos, I also saw so many memes, like her writing a breakup song in the fourth quarter, like stuff like that. I'm like, you guys are brutal, but I don't know if Kelsey will come back. I mean, he might, he'll take a pay cut because he is just struggle bussing.
Yeah, he's slow. I mean, he is still obviously a very intelligent tight end and will find the soft spot in the zone, but he's just slow. He slowed down a lot. And with kind of what Philly exposed on this Chiefs team, they need offensive line because they don't have the weapons that are getting open immediately. Like, Xavier Worthy might turn into a solid receiver, but he's a speed guy that you need time to let him get downfield, and Mahomes isn't getting that time.
Yeah, you need a left tackle, you need a tight end. Those are the two things you have to address. And you hope Rashid Rice and, like you said, Rashid Rice and Worthy. Rice comes back, you got Worthy and Rice, and you get a good young tight end. Maybe you got a nice dynamic offense. But I feel like this might be the downward slope of Kelsey's gone, Mahomes hits 30. Like, and that they look very eerily similar to when Brady played Mahomes at Tampa in the Super Bowl because I think Mahomes ran for something like 300 negative yards. He was running around scrambling. It had to be something similar to that because he was just getting killed. But Philly's loaded too. And Philly's going to, no, don't get me wrong, Philly will implode too because you can't, there's too many first round picks on this team. You can't pay everyone. Like Jalen Carter, they were showing the Carson Wentz trade. It was from the Carson Wentz trade, they picked up Jalen Carter, Devontae Smith, and used one of the picks to trade for AJ Brown.
Jeez.
That's three home runs. That's a hat trick. You know what I mean? Like you can't keep AJ, Devontae, Jalen Carter, Cooper, hurt. You can't pay everybody.
Right.
So something's gonna give, but we're all that giving is probably 2 years down the road. Like right now they're fine.
Yeah. I mean, Hurts already got his contract, so yep. Like he's good for a while. It's, you know, Saquon, they have another year on him, right?
I think it's on a 3-year, $36 million, I think.
Okay. So they're in good shape on him. It's those other guys that are coming due. Do you think, because I saw this floating around after the game, like Mahomes, if he had won this, was squarely in the debate of catching Brady and being the GOAT of all, like the GOAT quarterback. Does this hurt him significantly? Or,
well, I mean, it's one last year, and you didn't win. You could have had four. I mean, instead of having to get three, you got to get four. And if you get one every other year, which is reasonable, like you're going to be 38.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get close to a three-peat again, just to tie Brady. Not saying it's impossible, but Brady survived for 45 years because he wasn't a scrambling quarterback. Mahomes likes to run. Not like Josh Allen, but he will take off running. Like, look at Russell Wilson. As soon that elusiveness went away, Russell collapsed. So I don't know. He's not Lamar. I think Mahomes will play until he's 36, 37, but I don't know how high. He's not a pocket passer. Joe Burrow can probably play until he's 38, 39. Well, if he survives that long. But, you know, right. Assuming he gets blockers because he's not running for his life. He's not running. He is running for his life. He's not running all the time. And his game is not, no one accounts for Joe Burrow running. He really does it. So, yeah, I think he has the same problem LeBron had too, where Jordan did it first. We all watched Jordan do it. It's like we watched Tom Brady do it. Now, it's almost like even if you tied him in every stat, I still don't think you're better than him.
Yeah.
You got to elevate it.
I will argue, I think Mahomes is the greatest, like his 20s are the greatest 20s of any quarterback ever.
I would agree with that. I mean, he has been electric for 5-6 years now.
I mean, it's what, 7 AFC championships in a row since he's been a starter. They've been to 5 Super Bowls. Like, that's incredible. Even with this loss, like, greatest 20s ever. The thing with Brady is he had a Hall of Fame career in his 20s, he had a Hall of Fame career in his 30s, and he had a Hall of Fame career in his 40s.
Yep. And you have to do it better. Like, you can tie him in every stat. I do not care. You'll never be the GOAT.
Yeah.
You gotta win 8 Super Bowls and pass some of his stat record, like his records, which he probably will. I mean, at this rate. So, but I think it makes his life significantly harder.
Yeah.
To catch Brady at this point.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was crazy. So ESPN does way too early power rankings. Do you want to guess who they have first?
Oh, it's probably the Ravens.
It's not.
Who is it?
They put the Chiefs first.
How is that even possible?
Right.
It's like doing with the SEC dealing with ESPN, where it's like no matter what they do, they're just better. Like, they're not.
They're not. Like, it was so dumb. And it's the Chiefs first. I'll read. How far do you think I'm getting until I get to the Eagles?
6.
Yeah. Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Eagles. So they're 4. Ravens, Commanders. I think they updated it because I think the first time I looked at it, the Eagles were 6.
That just doesn't even make sense, dude. Like, I just beat you. Well, I'm going to get you next time, though. Like, how are you favored to win?
Like, the Eagles roster is loaded. Like, they might lose a couple guys, but they're going to still have the same offense for the most part and the same defense for the most part. Like,
I couldn't imagine the Eagles being beat, get losing that bad, and then the next day it's like, oh, the Eagles are number one to win it next year.
right.
What? If
Yeah.
anything, they're number one. Eagles be number one if they won, and then Chiefs gonna be number two. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Stupid.
That's why you gotta take everything you read with a grain of salt. People have stupid takes all the time, and my least
Never
favorite
here.
now,
Never
huh?
here. Never
Never.
here.
No. 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 I definitely never mispronounce names. I always get the stat when I pull out of my butt correct.
You did say DeJean Cooper earlier.
Yeah, like the mustard.
It's Cooper DeJean.
Oh. Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm hungry. Is that old Dijon? Yellow piece of crap. Like, I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. I know what I want to say. It's just my brain doesn't connect. So you know what I meant.
I did.
You don't think someone called him mustard at some point in his life?
I would be surprised if somebody called him mustard.
If I had someone, if we had a buddy named DeJean, if you don't think I would either call him Charlie or Mustard.
You would.
Yeah.
Does he have anybody in his life like you? I doubt
No, none, no, he's not. No one's as blessed like you are. Yep, that's
it.
exactly what I'm thinking. So, again, not a lot of news going on after the game. Obviously, draft comes up in April. The big thing that came out, like, I think it was Super Bowl Sunday, that the Saints are planning to hire Kellen Moore, and looks like they are going to hire Kellen Moore, the Eagles offensive coordinator, as their head coach, which is a wonderful hire. I think Kellen Moore, he was a quarterback when you and I were kids. He's kind of worked his way up. He was the Dallas offensive coordinator for a while, which I think we talked about this. Like, he left there to go to Philly, I think, and or he went somewhere
Well,
else.
he went to the Chargers, didn't
He might have gone. Yeah, he might have gone to the
he?
Chargers. So he goes, he leaves Dallas. He goes to, let's say, LA. Then he goes to Philly. And this whole thing was coming up because McCarthy was struggling so much, and they didn't want to fire him. But Kellen Moore was like a hot name. And you know, Jones is like, no, I don't want to interview. No, I don't want to do it. And then as soon as now he's in Philly, now Jones wants to bring him out for a head coach interview. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, don't bring that up. Like, you're so stupid. Like, you had him 3 years ago, and now he's gone. And now you want him back. I'm like, don't do that. But he ends up with the Saints job. I think it's a great hire. The Saints are, I was looking this up before the game. Have you, the Saints are in complete disarray.
They're bad.
The cap is, I mean, I don't know how they're functioning. NFL team cap. They're like negative 50 million. I don't understand how they're even functioning as a team.
I mean, it's
Negative 54.
it's tough because head coaching jobs don't come around very often because there are only literally 32 of them in the world. And so when you get the opportunity to take one of those, it's hard to pass it up. But of the job openings this off season, the Saints are a tough one. Like, you don't really have a clear direction at offense, like specifically at quarterback, because Derek Carr was banged up this year. He hasn't been great since he got to New Orleans. You have Spencer Rattler, who I think could be a decent quarterback, especially if he has Kellen Moore, coaching him up.
Yeah.
But like the rest of that team, you want Kamara to be good, but he's getting older. Olave is a good young receiver, but he gets banged up. Like the defense is getting old. And of the teams in that division, the Saints are the ones moving down the most.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. Maybe. The crazy thing is, like, you bash the Broncos for their stupid Russell Wilson decision, right? You're eating $33 million in dead cap space. The Saints have $48 million in dead cap space. I don't even know who. What happened? Was it 10 really bad decisions? Or was I'm trying to think, and I can't think of one.
The only one I can think of is Michael Thomas, but I don't know where he's at right now.
I mean, if it's me, I'm getting rid of Derek Carr. Just get rid of him. Eat the contract. Start rattling. Like, if it's me, I'm giving him Kellen Moore's getting 2 years at least.
Yeah.
You're gonna you gotta flatten this problem out instead of making it bigger. You gotta get rid of key players that are just too much cap, and then you need to, like, next year you need to get a higher pick and see what you can do with it. Because this is hard. I mean, this cap space is stressing me out, honestly. I just don't get it. Yeah, I think it's a good hire. I don't know if Derek Carr's the team to take him to the next level. I don't think he is. So like I said, you have to get rid of him, but we'll see what Kellen Moore does.
Yeah.
But there are some intriguing weapons.
I mean, I guess if anything, that is a division to go to since it's always so tight. You know,
yeah, you go 500, you might win it.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, you have, but now you got Penix, you got Mayfield, you got a improved Bryce Young, and then you got Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the worst quarterback in the division.
Yeah.
Making the most money.
True.
For the record. Oh, man. All right. What else is there we're going to talk about? Oh, Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I know you said you didn't watch it, which obviously proved my point in the moment. But they said the viewers were down. It was like 6 million viewers watched. In comparison, there was 127 million average viewers of the Super Bowl, which is a record.
Yep.
The Pro Bowl, when you and I were kids, the players would fly to Hawaii and they'd just do some photo shoots and stuff like that, and they'd play an actual football game. They didn't try to kill each other or anything, but they played in pads.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think that was at least a little bit more fun, and then they don't want people to get hurt. They're like, well, Hawaii's too expensive. Let's go to somewhere in Florida now. And then it's like these skill games, which are kind of fun, and like the dodgeball's kind of entertaining. The quarterback throwing is fun. They have the moving targets.
Yeah.
But everything else is just kind of, it's not even the Pro Bowl. It's like these, I think, who was Lamar Jackson's backup? Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowler this year, Tim.
Last year, yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah, like that just, why?
I mean, Russell Wilson was a Pro Bowler this year. Drake May was a Pro Bowler this year. It's like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it just, it doesn't make any sense. The awards are nothing. You're not even going to Hawaii anymore. You're going to usually like Orlando or something. So it's like, okay, it's pointless. They've got to figure out. I was telling Nicole this. I was like, baseball has that part figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I didn't watch baseball all the time. I watched the Home Run Derby every single year.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and the All-Star game's fun too because they actually play a game.
Yeah.
And it matters, doesn't it?
It does. Like, it's, at least it used to be. They might have changed this, I'm not sure. But it used to be whichever league wins the All-Star game gets home field advantage in the World Series.
Yeah, they start at home.
Yeah.
So if they go to seven, that seventh game is going to be at home.
Yeah.
Let me look that up. I just think NFL has every other sport in just in general,
mm-hmm.
except for the Pro Bowl. They cannot figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just not, I don't know. They got to figure out. So it's just not fun to watch.
Yeah. I don't know what the solution is because you're not going to simulate an actual game because they're so scared of getting hurt now. And if you can't get your stars to actually come and participate, you're getting these guys that people don't really want to see.
No.
Like, I don't know what you do.
I don't know. They actually don't. So, fun fact, MLB does not award the home field advantage anymore.
Okay.
It goes to the top team, just like the NFL.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know. I kind of like that, but that's just me. Oh, yeah, they got to figure something out. We watched – Nicole was really excited to watch it, and we watched it. I'm just like, I'm done. Like, I think that when they played flag football on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was like 72-62.
Yeah, it was stupid.
I don't care. Like, I'd rather watch you guys. I don't even know. I have no idea. I just, they got to figure something out. Actually, you know what I really enjoy? Watching the mascots play the kids where they beat living crap out of them. I'd go to a game like that.
That was fun. I remember that.
It was so much fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
I really do enjoy that.
So you sparked something in my head about awards. How did you feel about the NFL awards?
I think you need to define things. I think last time we did the episode, it was like an hour later. I texted you. I'm like, freaking Saquon, offensive player of the year, whatever.
So, for anybody who didn't see it, like, NFL MVP went to Josh Allen. Lamar was the runner-up. Offense player of the year was Saquon. Defensive player of the year, Pat Surtain. Offensive rookie, Jaden Daniels. Comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow. That stuff.
That's a lot more than I knew.
Like, a couple things stuck out to me, and we mentioned these last week a little bit. Saquon should have been the MVP, but it's a quarterback award. I think Lamar had a better year than Josh Allen.
I agree.
The other thing, Ja'Marr Chase did not get a single first place vote for offensive player of the year, and he was the receiving Triple Crown leader.
It's only happened 5 times ever, and Cooper Kupp did it in 2021 and won Offensive Player of the Year.
Like, I think they need to just call it what it is. The MVP is the best quarterback award. Offensive player of the year is best non-quarterback. And then you have Ja'Marr Chase and Saquon battling it out for offensive player of the year, because that would have been a fun vote.
Yeah, that's how it should have been. I hate this. Like, well, we. They don't talk about it. That's the thing, is like they all the problems identified like a couple years in, and then 10 years later they fix it. That's what I feel like. And that's one thing Goodell, actually, I like. He typically tries to fix things like right away when he sees it. But this is a problem. Like, it's not fun. I don't care anymore. I'm like you said, I'm like, it's the best quarterback. It doesn't matter if Saquon's a ninth player of all time to rush for 2,000 yards and Josh Allen and Lamar didn't break any single record whatsoever or even get anywhere near the top, but yet they won the MVP. And you could even argue that like Saquon, I mean, you look at Jalen Hurts' numbers, like they were not off, they don't pop off the paper. Like, it's because Saquon ran for 18 touchdowns and 2,009 yards or whatever it was. And it bothers me. It's very frustrating. And I don't care what you do, just, but don't bullshit me. Call it, tell me what it's going to be. And then that way I can follow along.
Because, like, at least with the Heisman, like, it does normally go to the quarterback, but recently it has gone to other players. I mean, Travis Hunter won it this year. DeVonta Smith won it a few years ago. Like, Derrick Henry was the Heisman. So, like, there is recent history to show it's not just a quarterback award.
You've got to go with the best player. That's like Josh Allen winning it. I don't agree. If anything, I would say Josh Allen should have won offensive player because the way he threw and ran. Like, that's not a quarterback. He was the best player. That's what I think. So, anyway,
No.
I agree with you. I agree 100%.
Frustrating.
Yeah, I know, right? So, and this is way too early to talk about because nothing's happened. I think free agency opens up in like a month, maybe a month and a half. But there's three, potentially maybe four, but I think he'll stay with the Steelers. Three free agent potentially free agent quarterbacks coming off. Sam Darnold, who, again, if you would have told me at the beginning of this year we'd be having this conversation, I'd have laughed at you. So I'd be like, no, it's Mr. JJ's team. No, it's Sam Darnold's team. So Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins, and Aaron Rodgers. So Darnold has to get paid. So that's the difference here. Darnold has someone's go. He There's going to be a bidding war probably for Darnold, where Cousins is already being paid, so he can go to a Browns or somebody that needs a quarterback really bad that not the cap space, the Saints or whatever you want to do. And Rodgers is hoping to God someone will put up with his drama for one more year so he can play, because it's not funny now that he's not very good. So you have three quarterbacks. If you had to pick between, like, maybe like pick two teams that seem very logical that each quarterback lands at, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I tend to lean that Darnold is going to find a way to stay in Minnesota, or they'll find a way to keep him. I mean, they have a ton of cap space. If it ends up, being a quarterback battle between him and McCarthy, I don't think that's the worst thing for Minnesota. Cleveland, I'm like thinking of teams in my head. Cleveland, I feel like if they draft a quarterback, they're not signing another quarterback.
No.
So in my head, they're still drafting a quarterback at two. If not, that seems like a great place for Cousins, because it's you kind of have the team there already. If they like, maybe if they sign Cousins, then Garrett decides to stay because they're potentially fielding an actually playoff ready team.
Yeah.
Who else needs a quarterback? Vegas? Like, I don't see any of them really being a fit for Vegas.
I'd agree with that. I think Russ will end up there battling it out with old what's his face?
O'Connell.
O'Connell, yeah. I think he'll end up battling it out with a veteran's minimum.
Yeah. I mean, who else is out there?
That needs
Like,
quarterbacks?
yeah.
Cleveland needs one. Titans need one. Jags don't need one. The Colts potentially might need one.
Yeah.
Dolphins, no. Patriots, no. Bills, no. Who am I missing in that division? Jets. The Jets need one. The Raiders need one. Broncos, no. Chargers, no. Broncos, no. Isn't that fun?
No, it's
Broncos, no.
great. First time in a long time we've been able to say that.
Yes, I would say Seattle maybe, but they're going to stick with Geno, even though I feel like he puts a ceiling on that offense. So I think that's in the Saints maybe. Like, a Carr won't take a pay cut. Like, the Saints potentially. That's probably about it. I mean, there's about six or seven teams.
I don't see anywhere where Rodgers fits besides like a Tennessee or a Cleveland where you're drafting a rookie quarterback and then like this is Rodgers' most likely last year.
Yeah. My problem with Rodgers is he's been very vocal. He's not going to help. Like, years ago, he was like, I'm not going to train anybody. I won't do that. You know, he doesn't want to do it. He's a plague, man. Like, I mean, he'd be the best quarterback we've had since Ryan Tannehill. I don't know if I even want him.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have Kirk Cousins. That's what I think. I think Cousins will go to I don't know what he dealt with Penix. If we're honest, if Callahan's like, look, I'm taking Cam Ward, but you will be the starter for the first year. But otherwise, he's walking back into that situation where 8 games in, if he's struggling, but it's a weak division, all of a sudden now you're gonna get benched. I don't know if he wants to do that. So maybe you go to the Jets where you don't have to worry about that. You know, you go to the Raiders that don't have that top, you know, three or four pick. I think Darnold will end up. I think Minnesota will say, look, here's $35 million a year. That's all we could afford. We paid Jefferson, and you know we brought in. Oh my gosh, who the Vikings bring in for the running back? Why am I blanking here? Aaron Jones. There it is. I think Darnold stays. I think Cousins either goes to a Cleveland. I think Cousins will either maybe even Tennessee. I'd say Cleveland or Tennessee. But again, you're dealing number one and number two pick. But I think logically speaking, that's where it makes the most sense. And then I think Rodgers will end up like with the Pete Carroll or something like that. And you know, in like you want to say Oakland so bad. That's never in Vegas. I think Rodgers ends up probably in Vegas. They probably bring a bunch of quarterbacks in and see who wins. I mean, it's a crapshoot. I hope we don't sign Aaron Rodgers. I'll take Will Levis.
Yeah. So you think Russ is staying in Pittsburgh then?
No, I think Fields is staying in Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
I think Russ had two or three really good games, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, Fields was playing pretty darn well, and he'll end up being cheaper, and at least he can run the ball. Like, it's very clear that Pittsburgh can win football games without elite quarterback play.
Yep.
I mean, all they did was plug and play Kenny Pickett for Russell Wilson and Fields, who were like islands of misfit toys quarterbacks, and they ended up winning like 11 football games.
Dude, speaking of, like, not only do the Giants probably feel like shit this week,
Oh, the Giants! I didn't think about that. Yeah.
yeah, but the Steelers, like, seeing Kenny Pickett take the kneel in the Super Bowl, like,
Hey, good for Pickett, man. Hey,
yeah.
if you took it on the chin, you got benched after what, 2, 3 years as a quarterback? You took it and it got you a Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, the Giants would be interesting. Maybe Cousins goes there.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, have Malik Nabers to throw to.
And potentially, I saw like the Giants trade up. If quarterbacks go 1 and 2, they trade up to number three spot, and they go get Travis Hunter. So then you have Travis Hunter, Malik Nabers, and Kirk Cousins with the what? Whoever the running back is.
Tracy, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I like that they do free agency now before the draft, where I feel like it used to be after, and it was like, well, like it was just wasn't good for the veteran. They're trying to take care of the
Right.
veterans. But it'll be very interesting because, I mean, some of these teams, we might have gone over this last time, but like one of the teams, like the Commanders have a ton of space. The Patriots have 112 million, under 19 million. Raiders, 92 million. Commanders, 77. We talked about this a little before, but Vikings have a bunch. So are the Bengals. The Bengals have a bunch too. Like, I don't know. It'll be interesting. And the cap goes up like $15 million this year, so everyone's going to be $15 million. I wouldn't say richer, but they can spend 15 more million. But I don't know. I feel like the AFC is now that the Chiefs have lost, the AFC feels vulnerable.
It does.
Like it's like, and they didn't just leave. It'd be different if it was like the Philly won on a field goal or something. Like they got it. They got handed. And they, I mean, that was a bad loss, and there's a weakness exposed.
Oh yeah. I
Big
mean,
time.
I mean, we'll never know this for sure, but it felt like either Buffalo or Baltimore would have given the Eagles a way better game than the Chiefs did. It's just they got, I mean, Buffalo can't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs for some reason, and then Lamar struggles in the playoffs.
Yeah,
So,
Derrick Henry running against that Eagles defense would have been interesting
yeah.
because they would have had to pull. That's the difference, is like they would have had to. Chiefs don't have a running game. They just don't. I mean, they can't run, but it's not a threat. And so when you don't have that, you just put four guys in the box. Derrick Henry would call for six or seven. Now you have receivers that are open. So, yeah, you're right. I think Baltimore would have given them the run for money, but they gotta win the ball games first. They don't win, they don't win. What's the other thing? We're going to talk about one more thing. What was it? I
I think
can't remember.
that
Is that it?
was it.
I just don't want it to be over yet.
I think so.
Oh, Debo. Well, the other thing is Debo's looking for a trade partner now.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
His problem is he's expensive and he had a bad year. I'm not, if I'm the Niners, maybe, give him the Titans. I'll take half the contract. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm not taking a $100 million contract for a receiver running back thingy-majiggy.
No, it's a tough time to be asking for a trade.
Yeah, it really is. Maybe in the draft, if they see they can get rid of him, or after the draft, if the team feels like they didn't get a receiver, it's probably your best chance. But yeah, Niners are. I'm really curious about that Purdy contract. He'll get $50 million at least.
I mean, early, we can do our own way too early thing. Like, I think the Eagles are going to be great. I would not be surprised if the 49ers have a big bounce back year next year.
Well, it depends. If McCaffrey can actually, has McCaffrey lost a step?
He didn't play.
But
So,
I know, but now he's a year older. And
yeah.
I think a break is good, but a year off,
Yeah.
that's not great. Like, it's just not. So I don't know. If McCaffrey has a good year, if he can get back to 80, not 85% of what he was, they'll be just fine. That team was just hurt. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think the Seattle are going to load up too on defense, and LA's on their last leg with Stafford, so that'll be an interesting division for sure. I guess that's really it. Now we got to prep for our NASCAR podcast next week, and
That's all you, man.
go. I imagine the old man from A Bug's Life. I'm going deep here. You know when he's playing chess against himself.
You're way
Too
too
deep,
far.
much too deep. That's my fault. I've been there before. No, it's
Yeah.
he plays basically the old man's in a park playing chess, and he plays on one end. He takes his glasses off, and then it cut. He walks to their side and puts them back on, and he's playing himself back and forth. That's what I
Gotcha.
imagine. I'll just change like from my Logano to like a Chase Elliott jersey, and I'll just run back and forth. Like, I don't know if I agree with that statement. Yeah, give me a beer, Teddy. Stuff like that. Normal stuff.
That's good. That's a good teaser for
Yeah,
next
thanks, thanks. Like, I want to tune into that. That's
week.
Mike talking to himself in different accents. Like,
Yeah.
Barney, when he has a resume, your numerous admirers. Like, just
Scottish
going through.
now. Okay.
Yeah, a wee bit Scottish. But that is it for the 2024 season.
We did it.
Weird. What do we do? I don't know.
That, like, It felt long, but it also felt very quick.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. You're welcome.
Oh, as soon as you open your mouth, I'm like, here we go. This is gonna be that's what she said joke.
That's what she
It
said.
good one. It did. It was fun. I get the first pick for the first time in my life. I'm very excited. The Broncos made the playoffs for the first time in what,
9 years.
9 years? That was fun. Mr. Bojangles, as I call him.
I've never heard you call him
Just made that up just now. My dad was
that,
talking about the Bojangles restaurant Sunday. It's all it there's just mush up here. It's just repeated
okay.
most of my brain. But that's it, guys. Appreciate you tuning in this year. We will be back next year. That's it. Got nothing else.
Mike might beat me in season pick-ems.
That's probably not going
Probably
to happen. We have to do like a double or nothing at this point. It's
not.
going to have to be like something so extreme, like cage swimming with great white sharks or something, or some stupid thing like that.
I need to get you eating like hot ones, chicken wings or
Dude.
something.
Medium. I ate medium guacamole earlier. I was like, "Oh Lord, this is spicy."
What's in this ketchup?
Yeah. Oh, that's why I felt like Dumb and Dumber, like getting ketchup. That's what. Hey, Lord, this helps. So I felt like eating medium guacamole. So no, we'll figure. I definitely owe two punishments for sure, or one big punishment.
You do.
We'll figure it out.
We will. We'll get that.
Yep. Thanks for a good year, guys, and we will see you next year.
See ya.